Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 28th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Cloudflare released a beta for Turnstile, which it calls a user-friendly, privacy-preserving alternative to CAPTCHA. Rather than visual puzzles, Turnstile uses JavaScript-based rotating browser challenges that read the browser environment for indicators of human behavior. You don't actually interact with it yourself. Cloudflare says this can reduce the verification process to 1 second. Yesterday, Apple News sent a notification from the publication Fast Company that contained racist and obscene language. Apple subsequently suspended its channel on the app. Fast Company confirmed a threat actor breached Apple News account, saying it suspended its feed and shut down fastcompany.com while it investigated. The attacker appeared to have posted a message on the site before the takedown, claiming to have access a commonly shared password with admin access. Intel announced its 13th generation Raptor Lake desktop CPUs. The top-end $589 Core i9-13900K offers 15% higher single-threaded performance and 41% better multi-threaded performance than the last-gen Alder Lake CPUs. It includes 24 cores and 32 threads, with a top boost clock of 5.8 GHz. The $409 i7-13700K offers 16 cores and 24 threads, with a top clock of 5.4 GHz, and the $319 Core i5-13600K makes do with a mere 14 cores and 20 threads, with a top clock of 5.1 GHz. All ship on October 20th. Intel also announced Unison, a Windows app that will offer the ability to connect to iOS and Android phones to make calls, share files, and send and receive texts. It will launch on select Intel Evo laptops with 12th Gen processors from Acer, HP, and Lenovo this year, with plans to bring it to 13th Gen CPUs next year. iOS users won't have access to advanced messaging features like multi-party messaging. Intel also confirmed its top-end Arc A770 GPU will be available on October 12th, starting at $329. Intel claims it will offer 1440p gaming performance and up to 65% better peak ray tracing performance compared to mid-range cards from NVIDIA and AMD. Instacart plans to expand its EBT SNAP payments program to all of its retail grocery partners by 2030. Currently, it's supported at over 60 retailers in 49 U.S. states and will expand to Alaska next year. Instacart will also allow customers to shop using temporary assistance for needy families benefits next year. Netflix launched the ability to create public-facing handles for its games separate from Netflix account names. Users will be able to find friends using the handles to play multiplayer games, and the names will also be used on leaderboards. Tumblr announced a community labels feature, letting users tag posts with labels for drug and alcohol addiction, violence, and sexual content. This doesn't change the platform's content guidelines. Instead, it's designed to make it easier to filter out sensitive content. Meta began rolling out its rebrand of Facebook Pay to MetaPay for all users globally. While CEO Mark Zuckerberg said the name change represents the company's first step to creating a wallet for the metaverse, the current product features and user experience aren't changing, just the name. According to TikTok's Community Guidelines Enforcement Report, it removed 33.6 million fake accounts in Q2, up 61% on the quarter and up over 2,000% on the year. This comes as the number of spam accounts blocked at signup dropped significantly, down from 202 million in Q1 to 75 million in Q2. Microsoft will disable basic authentication for Exchange Online email services as of October 1st. This system requires only a username and password. Microsoft said attackers almost exclusively target accounts using basic authentication. Customers unable to access accounts after October 1st will be able to re-enable basic authentication, but will be entirely eliminated by the end of the year. Vivo announced the Vivo X Fold Plus foldable, an upgrade of the Vivo X Fold launched earlier this year, with a Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1 SoC, ultrasonic fingerprint reader, a bigger battery, and faster charging. Uses a 120Hz Full HD Plus 6.53-inch OLED cover display. When you unfold it, you get an 8.03-inch screen that supports HDR10+. Price is 9,999 yuan, that's about $1,400, which is cheaper than the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 4, but lacks a few comparable features and won't be launched outside of China. iRobot makes the Roomba line, which are robots that vacuum. iRobot also makes robots that can mop. Now the company announced the Roomba Combo J7 Plus, which offers proper 2-in-1 mopping and vacuuming. To mop, an arm lowers a pad to the floor and lifts up and lays flush on the top for the robot in safe storage, and can distinguish carpet and rugs from hardwood, tile, and linoleum. The Combo J7 Plus is available for pre-order now for $1,099 and ships October 4th. YouTube Shorts began rolling out a narration voiceover feature on iOS. Similar to TikTok, this lets users add a voiceover to already recorded videos. The latest version of Chrome supports using at queries for search history, bookmarks, or tabs directly from the Omnibox. So, for example, you would just type at bookmarks to search your bookmarks. The feature must be turned on in Chrome flags. Bloomberg sources say Apple canceled plans to increase new iPhone production by as much as 6 million units this year after it didn't see a surge in demand for devices. The company will aim to produce 90 million handsets in the second half of 2022, in line with the same period last year. And finally, the auction house Christie's will launch a platform to auction off NFT art called Christie's 3.0 on September 28th. This carries out transactions on the Ethereum blockchain in partnership with Chainalysis, the minting platform Manifold, and metaverse company Spatial. The first sale will feature work from the artist Diana Sinclair. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.